This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The election of Donald Trump now brings questions about what a Trump administration will look like next year. We can begin to speculate about who will be in the cabinet, but we don't have to speculate what will be his administration's priorities. A few weeks ago, Donald Trump released his contract with the American voter. This document was modeled on the 1994 Contract with America written by Newt Gingrich and Dick Armey. There are four parts to Donald Trump's contract with the American voter. First, he has six measures to clean up corruption and special interest. This includes term limits on members of Congress, a hiring freeze, a five-year ban on government officials becoming lobbyists, and a complete ban on foreign lobbyists raising money for American elections. Second, he has seven actions to protect American workers. This list includes withdrawal from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, an attempt to renegotiate NAFTA, lifting restrictions on energy reserves, and directing the Secretary of Treasury to label China as a currency manipulator. Third, Donald Trump promised on his first day in office to take a number of actions to restore security and the constitutional rule of law. They include comments he has made in the past about suspending immigration from terror-prone regions until vetting can be done safely, and he would also cancel funding to sanctuary cities. Finally, he puts forth 10 bills that will be introduced into Congress. His list includes a bill for middle-class tax relief and tax simplification. It also includes an attempt to repeal and replace Obamacare. There is a bill for school choice and a bill that would begin to rebuild the military. And there's an end to illegal immigration that involves many of the proposals he made during the presidential campaign. If you want to know what a Trump administration will look like, read the playbook he put out a few weeks ago. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.